that D2 shit, you know?
Yeah, freshman 10. This shit making me feel old, damn. I gotta go back to 010 when the best car I rode in was an old Benz and new enemies were still old friends. Honestly, I think it was around 09, the time I got the double XL cosign. Remember thinking I should've been on the last couple years, nigga, both times. For the first time, feel I was walking in my truth. Cold day in NYC, nervous walking in the room. Bumped into the coolest nigga Wiz. He like, dude, you made it here too. You know I really fuck with you. I even hit you on MySpace like 2 years ago. You the truth. Anyway, I'm about to drop a new mixtape. Two of them, Cabin Fever and Cushion Orange Juice. I need you on there. I'm like, shit, send it through. Then I saw OJ the Juice Man walking too. He like, Sean, what it do? First nigga that I seen rocking that many diamonds and real diamonds inside his tooth. I said, shit, nigga, just trying to be as popping as you. Hey, he ain't laugh, it was cool. Then they made us all stand together like we was a big ass group. And I see my nigga Nipsey there and all blue. Back then, niggas thought he talked and looked just like Snoop. Damn, I'm just looking for this new nigga that Hov signed. Some nigga from North Carolina, I heard of named J. Cole. And they say they delayed his flight, so they gotta Photoshop him in. I hope this shit look right. Goddamn. Freshman 10. The funny thing about being next up is that shit, you'll never be next again. Got my foot in the door and been stepping it up ever since. Crazy how some of the longest, most stressful days of your life end up being the times that you wish you could live twice. Only 2 mixtapes in, but in my city, one of the realest though. And at that time, niggas peep, niggas was stealing flows and building off it. And at that time, that nigga Ye was like Dre, I'm just trying to make them M's off it. Later that night, I hit the stew and nipping Wiz. French Montana too, but he wasn't on the cover. I mean, at least not ours, but they put him on another. And to sum up the whole night, I get back to the hotel, a few doors down. It was J-Rock, he said today was wild shit. But let me introduce you to my young dog next up named K-Dot. Who would've thought? It's crazy memories, our gems, our mind keeps in the vault. My how your life could change in 1 year, okay, but what about 10? I guess I'll check back in, what up? Yeah. You know, freshman 10. I know some niggas made it and some niggas didn't. That's the realest reality that we all hate hitting. But love to the whole clique, cause we got a platform the most don't get. So shout out Nib, Wiz, and Cole. Who else? Shout out Pill and OJ too. Gangsta Gibbs for Sean Donis and J-Rock too. I pray you got as much love for me as I got for you. Real shit, I think we was the best class that ever came through.
Freshman 10. I remember I graduated Cass in like 06. And I remember between then and, you know, to the double XL cover, them was probably some of the hardest years of my life. Cause a lot of my niggas, a lot of, you know what I'm saying, just everybody around me was in school, going to college, getting jobs, whatever it was. And I was just still chasing that dream, you know what I'm saying? And I just remember having to record in my niggas' basements, you know, setting up the mics in our fucking closets in the bedroom and just like going in. And all them lessons, even though I had to deal from Ye, which was a blessing, it was like, Ye was Ye, so he was busy. You know, shit was a little stagnant, but in them 4 years, when my niggas was graduating, you know, that was the same year that I got the double XL cover, so in a way it was like, that was my college degree. You know, all the mixtapes, all that grind, all the hard work, that was like my first degree, you know what I'm saying? I just appreciate the whole process, the whole journey. Looking back, I wish I would've lived in the moment more, but I guess that's what memories are for.